At the EDA's monthly meeting on Tuesday, February 9th, Director Matt Gerritschlager was not at his usual place alongside the board of directors. Instead, he sat in the audience. This is because the EDA hasn't had the funds to pay Gerritschlager in over a month, which is a violation of state law, according to EDA attorney Mike Hero. Hero was at the meeting and told the board they should have consulted him about the situation with Gerritschlager sooner.
A favorite saying of mine, that, and the director certainly heard this a few times, and I'll pass it on to you, is it's a lot cheaper to keep you out of trouble than get you out of trouble. One of the problems that I've been having is that I haven't been involved in certain things that I think were important to have legal counsel at least consulted with, and unfortunately I get to read about them in the paper instead. The most recent example would be the example with the director not being paid.
Hero said that even with an employee's consent, it is illegal to withhold payment for more than 31 days. At the time of the meeting, February 9th, Gerritschlager had not been paid since January 3rd. The board discussed laying off Gerritschlager, but decided instead to cut his hours and benefits by 50% until the agency regains its financial footing. The EDA is currently short of funds because of legal fees paid out to defend itself in an MPCA action related to stormwater runoff violations at Cedar Grove Business Park. The MPCA levied $277,000 in fines against the EDA after repeated citations for stormwater violations went unaddressed by its contractor, KGM. The EDA has been contesting the fines, and so far it's cost the agency nearly $50,000 in legal fees. Attorney Mike Hero briefed the board on the status of the MPCA action, and for the most part, it was welcome news.
The basic terms of the settlement have been agreed to between the parties, and a bunch of that has actually been performed. The original fine was proposed at $277,000. That we got reduced to $120,000. Of that $120,000, the EDA will pay zero. KGM will pay $120,000.
But the issue can't be put to rest yet. Hero said that there is still a dispute with contractor KGM regarding unfinished work at Cedar Grove. The EDA and engineering firm SEH contend that KGM did not fulfill its contract and that work from the original punch list remains to be completed in the park. KGM does not agree and is asking for an additional $71,000 to do the work. Mike Hero.
Clearly, I couldn't in good conscience advise the EDA to pay $71,000 for something that our engineer and our owner's rep is telling us was part of the original contract that KGM entered into. So there'll be some drama ahead. I'm not sure where that will lead yet, but I'm still hopeful that will get resolved without litigation.
Because the project is incomplete, Hero has advised the EDA not to sign the final stipulation agreement that would settle the case. Signing it would make the EDA responsible for any further stormwater violations at the park. But the work must be completed and the stipulation agreement finalized by June of this year in order for the EDA to avoid an MPCA lawsuit. A special committee has been formed to discuss the future of the EDA in light of its current shortage of funds and projected budget deficits. The committee will include representatives from the Cook County Commission, the Grand Marais City Council, and the EDA Board. For WTIP News, I'm Kara Thomas.